Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. I'm Chance. We are sponsored this week by VMware's Workspace ONE. Leading off today, Apple has a pair of new Apple Watch activity challenges coming this month. In addition to its annual Earth Day challenge, Apple is also launching a new International Dance Day challenge for the first time. On April 22nd, the Earth Day Challenge encourages Apple Watch users to do any workout for 30 minutes or more to earn the award. And then on April 29th, the International Dance Day Challenge says that Apple Watch users can earn stickers by doing a dance workout of 20 minutes or more. You can do the workouts in any application that records data to the Apple Health app. Apple Watch activity challenges are meant to promote using the watch for fitness, and they act as a way for Apple to guide users into taking advantage of the workout tracking feature. Completing the challenges will unlock the virtual achievement on the iPhone, Apple Watch, and in Apple's Messages application. Conveniently, Apple launched its new Fitness Plus workout service back in December, providing Apple Watch users with a new way to fill their activity rings, including dance workouts. The dance workout type was first added to the Apple Watch as part of watchOS 7 last fall. Apple Watch users will be notified about these two activity challenges on their device prior to when they kick off starting on April 22nd. In other news today, Apple announced in December that 81% of iPhones introduced in the last 4 years were already running iOS 14. Now, new data from the analytics company Mixpanel says that iOS 14 adoption among iPhone and iPad users has now surpassed 90%. This is an impressive milestone considering that iOS 14 was released in September of last year, so less than 7 months ago. The Mixpanel data says that 5% of users are still running iOS 13, while 4.5% of users are running iOS 12 or earlier. Apple hasn't confirmed these numbers, but the results don't come as a surprise. This is a continuation of Apple's ability to be able to distribute the latest version of iOS to all of its users at the same time, something that its competition still struggles to do. Initial adoption of iOS 14 quickly surpassed iOS 13 during the same time period last fall because users were so excited to try the new features, including the support for widgets on the home screen. Right now, Apple is currently working on iOS 14.5, and once that's available, we expect attention to shift to iOS 15 at WWDC in June. We're sponsored this week by VMware's Workspace ONE, a true unified endpoint management platform that gives you the tools to manage the entire macOS and iOS lifecycle. You can dramatically improve the employee experience by deploying Macs over the air using Apple Business Manager, with zero touch for IT, and much more. Delivering a great employee experience is top of mind among forward-thinking organizations today, and it's becoming even more important as workers become ever more remote. Workspace ONE offers hundreds of device management features for macOS, and there's also a unique onboarding experience with end-user feedback about the process in flight and after enrollment. To learn more about Workspace ONE for macOS, visit vmware.com/go/macOS or just hit the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple has debuted a new Find My Certification Assistant application that is designed to let third-party companies test how their accessories will work with Apple's Find My network. This comes after Apple announced at WWDC 2020 that it would open up the Find My network to third-party products for the first time. The new application was first spotted by TechCrunch, and it hit the App Store on Sunday, but it's not yet propagated to App Store categories or charts. Apple explains in the app's description that this application will be required for companies looking to integrate with the Find My network. Apple says in the app's description, quote, "Use the Find My Certification Assistant to test discovery, connection, and other key requirements for accessories you develop that incorporate Find My network technology," end quote. Some companies have already announced products that will be able to integrate with Find My. For instance, Belkin's upcoming Soundform Freedom AirPods competitors will support the Find My application. So this means you'll be able to track these headphones inside the Find My app alongside other Apple products. So the launch of the Find My Certification Assistant application suggests that Apple could be about to flip the switch on allowing third-party accessories to finally integrate with Find My. This comes as the iOS 14.5 beta continues to enable new features around this technology, including adding an all-new Items tab to the Find My application. Apple says that the network will let users find their devices using the power of hundreds of millions of Apple devices around the world with advanced end-to-end encryption and industry-leading security. And of course, the backdrop to this news is that Apple's own AirTag item trackers are nowhere to be found, but rumors have suggested they could be released sometime this spring. It could be that Apple needed to make some final tweaks to the Find My network before officially launching AirTag, so we'll have to wait and see whether that rumored spring release actually comes to fruition. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.